Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I was telling the team in here, I said, you know, a lot of times, and this is true, I make notes on what I'm going to do. I over-prepare. Kind of joking, Sue.
Yeah.
But today, yes. I maybe the word is I prepare, not over-prepare, like when I write notes to myself.
Well,
I do
yes.
It kind of like a set list. So, you know, like with the Open in particular, we have segments because Fred puts all this stuff together. I barely do anything. You know that. Fred's the guy that, you know, does everything.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
So I got my show sheet here, and I know what I'm doing, like when my interviews are coming up, and then Ethan knows who to call,
right,
and Fred knows
right.
all that stuff. But so what I'm going to do in the opening segment is where I tick off a bunch of things. I'm like, I want to cover this, I want to cover that. I didn't do that today.
Oh, good.
I don't really know why I didn't do that today. No, I can tell you.
Because you rarely stick to it.
You'll end up
going through life stories.
It's a loose outline.
Sometimes, though, really, I do want to make points in the open and hammer them home. Today actually might be one of those days because I do have something on my mind, but let's kind of lay out the show before we do that because Phil Holloway is going to join us at 3:18. I covered this Miranda Devine report from the New York Post on Thomas Crooks and the weird digital background that is apparently now clear from a private investigator that was not clear by the FBI. We're very confused about
that.
Yeah, because, you know, when you listen to what this private, it's a source that is unnamed in Miranda's reporting, and whoever this guy was able to track down a completely different narrative with Thomas Crooks than we previously had. And you and I, we've all said, hey, why don't we know more about this guy? So then the question becomes, well, okay, is this a cover-up of some sort?
Or it may be.
I don't
Who
know.
Knows?
And I'm not conspiratorial, but Phil will cover that. Yesterday we talked about taxes, well, not taxes, but deficits, taxpayer dollars being wasted in St. Louis County. And Tom Sullivan, who's a public watchdog guy, he's always there at the county council meetings, and Tom always emails me. Like, I mean, every week I get emails, and I read them. He might not know this, but I actually read the emails that he sends to me.
Well, good.
And, you know, he's done this for years. And I do pay attention because he raises really good points, and I thought he raised a bunch of great points about the money, you know, and where it's going to go to do things in St. Louis County without any kind of tax increase, and where the cutbacks are and some of the money decisions that have made. He put some of this on the council, and I think he points out that maybe some of the right questions are not being asked to council members. So we'll get into that in a little bit. We have Suze News, of course, on a Tuesday. Senator Schmidt is going to join us this afternoon. Josh Hammer from Newsweek as well. You know, it's interesting. We talked to Josh about a lot of national politics, international politics. He obviously has commented quite a bit on Israel. He has a show that airs every Saturday here on 97.1 FM Talk at 1 p.m. And you know, Sue, that I am a fan of sports wagering.
Yeah.
And I have been for a while. And, you know, I certainly can't wait for it to come to Missouri. Now, Josh wrote a column that was out yesterday that really described the evils and some of the things that we're seeing come to fruition here that we were warned about when it comes to sports wagering and young men in particular. And I'll have to say, you know, as someone who is a proponent of allowing this to happen legally, I also can see that some of the things that were predicted are coming to fruition maybe a little bit too soon, and something has to be done about it. Now, look, my position would be the genie's out of the bottle. We're not going to be banning sports wagering, but there are things that these sports leagues can do in the aftermath of some of the scandals that have popped up to minimize the potential damage and the integrity of the sport. You know, Fred, I don't know if you have this reaction or not. What was the game that I was watching? It seems, and this is just human nature, one of the football games from Sunday that I'm watching, there were a couple of there was an extra point and missed field goal, right? And they were bad shanks by, what game was it? By someone who doesn't miss. So I'm not saying he missed on
purpose.
You
had that with a punt the other
right.
week. You said it was horrible.
Right. And it's like, and I think it was just a shank. It was an accident, right? But in the aftermath of all these stories that have come out, you start thinking, wait a second, that was a pretty easy kick or that was a pretty easy catch that you're dropping. And I'm not accusing anyone of doing anything nefarious. I'm just saying my brain has gone there simply because
it should.
Right. Well, that's part of the problems. We'll have Frank Mealy on tonight, too, who will talk politics with us. But let me get into I thought this was interesting, and I'm not really sure why she did this. Uh-oh. I already made a mistake here in this story, and I'm going to have to explain it to you, because what happened was that Channel 4 and David Amoletti, who's the reporter over there, one of the investigative reporters, sat down with the former SEMA director, Sarah Russell, for an interview. She's the one who wasn't doing her job during the tornado on May 16th. And what I didn't know, I learned a couple of things here, and I think some of this we knew. I have to be very careful because I just said the word she. It's not allowed with Sarah Russell, okay? And credit to KMOV for protecting the identifiers here. Because that's important. That really is the most important part of the story. It's not making sure that people in North St. Louis who've had their lives destroyed and are still sitting under rumble, it's not because they're the important issue here. It's because we got to protect Sarah Russell, and she's a they-them. So when we write the story, it says it's their first time speaking since the tornado silence. And then there's theys. And then at the end, this is maybe my favorite line at the end, Russell is appealing their termination through the Civil Service Commission. You know, I'd be curious about this. This is a serious question. I probably won't get an answer. I'm not criticizing David and his reporting, but here's the question that I would have. I probably could find this out. I wonder if it was David Amoletti who was doing the they-them, or if it was an editor at Channel 4 saying, oh, we got to do the they-them.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, either way.
It's
you
screwing
know what?
Up the English language.
Here's what I'm going to say. Sarah Russell is a she, and if she wants to be a he, then I'll call her a he. Okay? But she's a she. Let's just say that. My apologies to the alphabet mafia out there. But beyond that, why is she talking? So one of the things that we didn't know here, and this will be interesting, is that last line that I mentioned is Russell is appealing their termination through the Civil Service Commission. So she wants her job back, or she wants money. She wants to get paid for screwing up her job. And I'm not accusing her of costing lives, because there is a question here, and I'll come back after the audio and explain my opinion on this. But here's one of the questions.
The outdoor sirens are to activate and notify people outside to get indoors.
Correct.
We know five people died in that May 16 tornado. Was any of those deaths a result of the siren failure that day?
I really can't speak to it. You know, obviously anything that can be prevented, we always wanted to do that. I'm, you know, very sorry for all of the losses that happened in that tornado, but I don't know what the difference makes.
I don't know if it would have made a difference either, but I mean, it would have certainly been something that people could have taken into account, right? I mean, you can say no matter if the sirens go off or not, the damage is the same because the tornado whips through and it has no... The sirens are not going to affect the path of the tornado. Now, would it have allowed people to react in a different way? Maybe. Yeah. I guess we'll never know that. Here's another question here from this interview.
The report goes as far as saying that they were disappointed with you not taking accountability for things that went wrong.
I don't know where they get that from, honestly. I've tried to be very forward and transparent with my supervisors, with everyone that I can be. You know, this is my community. If people ask me a question, I've always tried to answer it.
Okay.
As much as I possibly can.
Follow-up question, David. Here we go. I went to J School at Mizzou. I know a little bit about journalism, and maybe this just got edited out. Follow-up question. But Sarah, Sarah, the report specifically said you weren't doing your freaking job, and you were down at a seminar, a touchy-feely seminar about, you know, all this woke nonsense, and then even then, you didn't leave. So how about some pushback on her, or them, and say, wait, the report is very specific here in the criticisms of what you were not doing and you were supposed to be doing, Sarah. Why weren't you doing your job? So he gives her a pretty good pass here.
Is there anything you would have done differently regarding May 16th? Or do you stand by the actions that you took?
Knowing what I know now, the only true mistake that I feel was made on that day was that we did what we always did and we trusted the St. Louis Fire Department.
You feel the fire department dropped the ball that day?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to necessarily point the finger.
You are.
Questions like everybody else does. And I don't have hope that I'll ever have those answers.
Oh, my God.
Holy
so that,
cow.
And clearly, I was saving the most egregious bite for last. That is utterly ridiculous. So she's blaming Jankerson, the fire chief.
So right after they say, well, they'd say that you're not taking responsibility, she's, oh, yes, I am. It's the fire department's fault.
Yeah, that's pretty, I'll say ballsy, because in this case, you just don't know, right? Here's the fire chief, Jankerson.
The fire department declined an interview for this story, but in a statement to First Alert 4, Chief Jankerson says the city's warning system is now fully automated with a manual override, and the department now maintains continuous 24-hour contact with the National Weather Service to safeguard residents and strengthen the city's overall emergency preparedness.
Yeah, well, Chief Jankerson used to be my neighbor a while back, and I believe in private he would have said something a little different than that statement that was nice and clean and washed for everyone to hear. Here's Mayor Spencer.
For so many thousands of families that are still distraught, devastated by the tornado, the city is standing up what we can.
After our interview with Russell, we took their concerns to Mayor Kara Spencer, who disagrees with the former commissioner.
Their concerns. I'm so confused by that. Whose concerns? Was it there, a bunch of different people, or was it just Sarah?
She says the button to sound the sirens was disconnected from the system. The system, then Commissioner Russell, was responsible for maintaining.
It's important that when you press a button, the button works.
6 months later, Mayor Spencer stresses the system no longer requires a human to sound the alarm.
I think the important thing here really is making sure we're moving forward in a way that not only builds trust, but actually delivers the emergency response all of our residents rely on for the health and well-being of our community.
Okay, let me help Kara here a little bit too, because that needed to be a little stronger. I was trying to help David with the journalism. Hopefully he'll take some tips here from a seasoned veteran that's in the chair this afternoon. Sue's just shaking her head. I love when you do this. But Kara, the mayor would say also, but let's make something clear here. Sarah Russell was a key part in this failure.
Yes.
And the report was very clear. This is not debatable whatsoever, which is why she lost her job. And she should have been fired on day one, and she wasn't. And that was the only mistake that I made, people of St. Louis, and I apologize for that. She's gone, and it is utterly embarrassing and ridiculous that she's appealing this dismissal to the Civil Service Commission. And I hope that the people of St. Louis will get the justice that they deserve here, and that the Civil Service Commission will say, F you, they, them, go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes. If network's busy, taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I went over this a little bit yesterday with some interesting reporting in the New York Post from Miranda Devine on Thomas Crooks, the Butler would-be assassin. We just still have a lot of questions about him. And Phil Holloway, Fox News legal analyst, former assistant DA, former police officer with us here on 97.1 FM Talk. Phil, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. I hope you are.
We are.
Happy to be with you.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well here. We've got a nice warm day in St. Louis. And we've had weird weather. I don't know about you guys down in Atlanta, but it's been warm, almost near 80 some days. And then it's in the 30s. So kind of back and forth here at the early start of fall.
Yeah, it's like the whipsaw that's back and forth. It's also the time when everybody starts to get their head colds. It's no wonder.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's talk a little bit here. I find it interesting that you and I and a lot of us have talked for months now, more than a year, about this Thomas Crooks guy in Pennsylvania saying, wait a second, why don't we know more about this? And we had some reporting this week from Miranda Devine that was sourced reporting, anonymous source, that kind of uncovered this amazing digital footprint that apparently we didn't know existed.
Yeah, so here's the thing. This all turns on the credibility, doesn't it, of Miranda Devine's source. Now, I'm not accusing her of having a source that's not credible or anything like that, but the point is, we just don't know. Either the source is mistaken, but look, she appears to have receipts, right?
There appears
to be
actual
corroboration to this. So let's assume that the source is above board and being truthful about all this, and it's accurate. Then the real disturbing question is, was the FBI hiding this from us, or did they just not know? Are they incompetent, or are they being disingenuous? You know, that's really the choice that we're left with if you assume the information is accurate, which it does on its face appear to be. So it's very troubling. You know, this is one of those things. You've got a attempted assassination on a former president, then candidate, who, of course, now is the president again. And we have a vacuum of information. There's literally been nothing out of the investigative authorities, Secret Service, FBI, whoever, to give us any information to explain why this national leader of the United States nearly lost his life, and obviously others did.
And Phil, as you know, with the reporting that Miranda had in the source, it's very detailed. And what's weird is, I mean, this narrative is all over the board because it looks like, if you believe this, that he has comments when he was pretty young, like 15, 16 years old, and he was becoming violent, but he was pro-Trump at the time. And then something happened where he turned, and then, you know, it gets a little crazy very, very quickly. I don't know if it was COVID. I don't know what else, you know, it could have been at that time, but clearly he shifts in a different direction completely, and he looks like he's kind of shopping for support for an assassination.
You know, this is a very dark and troubling question. What was it that made him pivot and do basically a 180 at that age? You know, I think it's certainly COVID took its toll on all people, really. I mean, as far as our mental health goes, but certainly that particular age group was hit really, really hard. And, you know, look, this is the time when a lot of kids got put on SSRIs. They might be spending more time online. They might be exposing themselves to other influences. Something happened to cause this kid apparently to switch ideological beliefs to the point where he's, you know, developing a furry fetish, if you believe the reporting.
Right, right.
And all the things that go along with that, because there certainly is a common denominator here between this sort of assassination culture and the furry fetish and all the things attendant to that sort of lifestyle, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really troubling, and I don't know if we're going to figure this out completely in our lifetime, but there's something that causes these young people to just, you know, flip and turn into assassins, like we saw, unfortunately, with Charlie Kirk as well.
This is very bizarre. One thing that's strange to me, so Senator Ron Johnson up in Wisconsin, I know Ron a little bit from my days. Well, actually, he was after I left Milwaukee, but I got to know him because he got involved in one of our races here. But he said that he had tried to obtain information from the FBI over the summer, and he was forced to issue a subpoena. So let's go back to the FBI, because the behavior there is weird. And here's something else that's weird. I'm not saying anything conspiratorial here, but why wouldn't the president put a little bit more pressure on? Carolyn Leavitt has said some things, but why wouldn't the president himself say, hey, you know, we've got some weird stuff around this kid. Why can't we get to the bottom of it and see what the truth is?
Well, you know, look, I'm very good at speculating. It's one of my strong suits. But if I had to speculate, I believe that the president, being the victim or one of the victims in the case, he knows what happened. He knows what the FBI knows. He knows all the details. Since he's a victim, and also because he's the chief executive, he knows. Now, you would hope that if they're not released, there's some type of a good reason for it. People, somebody needs to tell us, either we knew about Crook, didn't tell you because XYZ reason, or no, this was news to us. We need some information. We can't just have this vacuum of information, because guess where conspiracy theories are born?
That's
it's
right.
Born in an information vacuum. And so that's where we are. And somebody in the administration needs to go ahead and direct the FBI and the Secret Service and any other agencies to just come forward. Tell us what they know. Tell us what happened. There's nobody to be prosecuted. You don't have to worry about anybody's rights being violated by releasing the evidence. Spill the beans. Tell us what happened.
Phil Holloway is with us this afternoon. Let me ask you this question. As you know, we haven't spoken since Mamdani won a couple of weeks ago, and obviously the writing was on the wall. That was no surprise. We've heard some things. No surprise here either, Phil, that cops are maybe going to leave like crazy, that you have departments all over the country that are recruiting New York City cops. ICE is saying, hey, join us. I mean, this bleak situation, and I love New York City. I've been to Manhattan many times, but they're going to get what they deserve here with Mamdani, and it could become really, really dangerous if they're not careful.
So I was having lunch the other day with a police manager who I'm close with. And we kind of talked about this, and agencies here in the Atlanta area where I am, they're actively recruiting NYPD officers, and they're getting lots of applications. They're getting lots of folks coming from New York and the surrounding areas. Maybe they're not NYPD. Maybe they're from another law enforcement agency in the area, but they are getting, we're getting applications here. Georgia is still more or less a red state, certainly places like Florida are appealing as well, and of course other states. But the fact of the matter is NYPD is in deep trouble. We saw the head of the fire department that's already left. We're going to see the roles and the ranks in that department are going to be decimated. They're going to be in really, really bad shape. And I don't know what the answer is. Other than New York voted for it, they're going to have to live with it, apparently.
That's right. Hey, on Fox this morning, I saw a story about this cheerleader who died on the Carnival Horizon cruise ship. Well, what's going on with that?
All right, so that's Anna Kepner. That's one of the things we're talking about today and tomorrow on our show, MK True Crime. Check it out over on YouTube and, of course, everywhere you get your podcast. But this 18-year-old cheerleader, Anna Kepner, okay, she was a Florida teen. She was, now it's being reported that she was found dead in her cabin on November 7th while on a six-day Caribbean cruise with her family on the Carnival Horizon. And the reporting, darkly, is that a maid found her wrapped in a blanket and stuffed under a bed and I think covered with life jackets. So the whole thing is a mystery. There's someone that went on X claiming to be the uncle who said that she was allegedly killed by a stepbrother. We don't know if that's corroborated or not, but at least we know that claim was out there. And that's now since been taken down. But some of the details that were mentioned in that post on X have now been apparently confirmed by the Daily Mail and other media outlets. So, you know, there's a vacuum of information here, too, because once again, we have the FBI. There's already been an autopsy. We know how she died, or they do, but they've not had a press conference. They've not done anything to explain to the public what's going on here in this case. And honestly, you know, I don't know why. I don't know why they would not at least do some kind of a press conference to say what they know, because the post-mortem examination has already been complete. They know a lot more, but they're just being so tight-lipped that, once again, we've got conspiracy theories already bubbling up.
Exactly. To your point, we just made that point a few minutes ago. And by the way, MK True Crime is the great series that Phil does with Megyn Kelly that started a few months back. Awesome. We got to check that out. Thank you so much for jumping on here. Have a great Thanksgiving. I probably won't speak with you before then. Phil, it's always great to have you on.
Thanks, brother. You too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Take care. No, actually, so I meant to go to Barnes & Noble to get Jennings' book today because I didn't do, I have a digital copy of it, but, you know, I want to get the hard copy.
Same, yeah.
No, exactly. And, you know, one thing he did not tell us yesterday, and I didn't learn this until after the show, is that he was in the Oval Office with the president. The president signed his book. Again, Scott's book came out today. He's
That's
been doing
so
the media
cool.
rounds. And he was on this show yesterday, about 24 hours ago. You can always use the rewind function, although if it's after 24 hours, you can't. So everything I just said, I lied about. You have to go to the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you can get it as a
Well, you can go back 24 hours and listen to the segment after Scott's yesterday, but we're past the window is what I'm saying. But it really was great. And then we had Joe Arnold join us in the 5 o'clock hour. And Joe interviewed Scott, and you heard that here in the 8 o'clock hour on 97.1. FM Talk. You know, I told Joe last night, we were kind of communicating after the show, I think a younger version of myself, Jennings is younger than Joe and I, you know, by about 10 or 12 years. I think I'd be very jealous of Scott Jennings if I was a younger Mark Reardon, but I'm so happy for him, and I'm past.
It's nice. It's
I'm
nice
already
you're past
my
that.
Prime
yes.
and all that caring about stuff. Remember, Sue, I used to care what I look like. Now I don't care what I look like. I wish I would have learned a lot of these things in the past. It could have saved myself a lot of time, money, and trouble.
Yep.
I will say that. One of the other topics that we talked about yesterday was Mike Archer, who is one of the new council people in St. Louis County, is the situation with the county budget. We've known this for a while, that there's a deficit. It's significant. What's going to happen? How are they going to solve that? Will taxes be raised? Are they going to use the Rams money? These are discussions that are ongoing right now. And I mentioned earlier, Tom Sullivan, who is a longtime public watchdog, and he keeps track of all these things. He sends out emails regularly with, you know, questions, complaints, things that maybe some of the rest of us in the media should be looking into. And he did that on this particular topic. And Tom joins me this afternoon to talk about some of this. Hello, Tom Sullivan. How are you?
Hello, Mark. I'm doing fine.
So this really did catch my attention because you were mentioning how Rita Herdes, who is the chair of the council, was interviewed. And I don't want to pick on Jason Rosenbaum because I think he's a pretty good reporter, and there are not many good reporters in this town. He's at the government formerly subsidized station, NPR. And she says, I can't explain how dire it really is. But your point is maybe the follow-up should have been, look, you've been council chair for 3 of the past 5 years. Shouldn't you deserve some of the blame for the budget deficit, right?
Right. I almost fell off my chair when she said that we need to get control of the spending. Well, she's been on the council for 6 years. She's been council chair for 3 of the last 5 years. And now she's just figuring out that they need to get control of the spending because it's now gone up. The total deficit now is given at $82 million. Not that long ago, it was $40 million. The last month, it jumped to $61 when Sam Page came out with a message to the council. And now it's up to $82 million. And no one in the media is ever really explaining why or how it got to be that high.
Well, that's actually a really good question, and one that I didn't pick up on yesterday. But, yeah, Sue, listen to the numbers. It was $40 million, then it's $61 million, now it's $82 million. Tom, to your point, what prevents it from being over $100 million before, you know, they even make any decisions on this? So the numbers and the math in and of themselves, the math should be kind of questioned at this point. I don't know. When you follow some of this, and by the way, Tom, Sam Page isn't even showing up to these meetings still, is he?
Oh, he's doing better, but he misses one every once in a while.
Okay, so he is showing up. What is he saying about this particular crisis? Is he commenting on how he'd like to solve this?
Sam Page has said that his idea is simply to take $59 million from the Rams money, and also I think they've got some money that's in a other fund that they might be using. But then he wants to come up with a tax on internet purchases for next spring. So that is one way of going about it, but the council members are saying, no, we don't want to do that. So they're saying that, you know, they want to spend that money for the legacy projects, and so they say they want to cut the budget. And what's kind of odd is we have all these council members going throughout the media talking about how bad things are going to be, and they got all this gloom and doom, and it's hard to figure just what their plan is.
Well, obviously, and then as you point out, look, the interview that Jason did was kind of followed up by the story that I talked about yesterday from the Post-Dispatch, and I had Councilman Archer on, which kind of dealt with the fact that maybe the police and the health budgets get a hard look. That kind of grabs your attention. That was a good headline to get you to, you know, click on that. But these are some of the realities that they're dealing with in St. Louis County right now. What is your understanding when they say a legacy project? What is your understanding of what that might include?
Well, I think they just want something other than for operating expenses. In other words, I think they feel that just general revenue for paying for the police and paying to run the parks and all that, that's not something that they want. They want something that's going to be sort of like a something that's beyond just a regular operating fund. Something's going to be going to be around for some time. I'm not quite understanding how they came up with all that, but it seems to me that the first thing they need to do is to take care of the situation that they have, which, of course, is police and parks. And then they have the situation with the animal shelter, which has been an ongoing problem for as long as I can remember.
Absolutely.
So I think the first thing they need to do is to take care of the problems that have been presenting themselves and worry about a legacy project somewhere down the line.
You said that the county is giving annually $200 million a year to Bi-State.
Yeah, right now it's going up to $200 million. That is they do have their own tax for that, but it's an incredible amount of money, especially since the fact that people have been complaining for a long time that they can't get to work on public transit using Bi-State. There's complaints about buses not showing up, buses being late, et cetera, et cetera, and the council basically ignores all those complaints, and they just fork over the money, and now Bi-State comes back, and they, in addition to the big hit they got already, they want another $25 million. I don't think they're going to get it, but I mean, it's just the amount of money that they're getting is pretty fantastic. You're talking about $1 billion in the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Look, even some of the other math equations you put in here, there's $110 million for the subsidy for the Cardinals. You have $56 million that the county was shortchanged in the Rams settlement money. They tried to pass Proposition B. That cost $520,000. So these all things, even some of the nickel and dime stuff, which is not really a nickel or a dime, it adds up if you start, really compiling the list of all these things. The other issue that caught my attention here, and this is a problem for the entire region, obviously, is crime and poor schools. And one of the issues that you address here are how, they're especially acute in North County. Obviously, that's part of the challenge that we have here in St. Louis County. But you said that Spanish Lake was once listed as the sixth fastest dying town in America by Forbes.
That is correct. That's a rather incredible statistic. They've had, what often happens is when crime goes up, and the quality of schools go down, there go the residents. And that is what's happened in that particular area. And one thing I mentioned, too, there was an apartment complex in Spanish Lake that had 3,600 calls to the county police in an 18-month period.
That is stunning. That's an incredible number. Yeah. Well, so, 3,600 calls in an 18-month period at one apartment complex is what you're saying.
Correct. When I first read that in the paper, I thought they made a typo. I thought it was 360, and I checked on it. No, that's the correct amount, 3,600.
So, Tom, do you have any hope that some of these, the makeup of the council and the way that these votes are decided, and, I guess they certainly seem to have enough support to go against Sam Page when it comes to his priorities, but do you feel like the Republican members of the council are doing some of the things that they should do as well?
No, not necessarily. The Republicans have joined in with the Democrats to a certain extent. Well, there's basically two parties in the county council. Is the Sam Page supporters, and that's only
two.
One. That's
Lisa Clancy. We're down to one, right? Yeah.
Right, and the other six are Page antagonists. So that's the situation that you have, and it doesn't make for a very good working relationship. Sam Page is a pretty stubborn guy, and there's people on the council who are pretty stubborn too. So what happens is things don't get done.
Yeah, things don't get done. They kick the can, and then these numbers grow, right? I'm a betting man. If you're a betting man, you take $82 million, you're probably going to see a bigger number than that when we talk about it in the spring or whenever they start to address some of these issues.
Yeah, I was saying that they may hit $100 million by the end of the year at the rate that they're going. So we'll see what happens there, but hopefully they'll put a clamp on it.
Keep on them, Tom. Thanks for jumping on this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care. So, Sue, I know you know this. I'm going to see a screening of Wicked tonight with my daughter.
Very nice.
My wife is out of town, so I have some logistical challenges because the screening's at 7 o'clock and we are sitting downtown and I have to get my daughter. So I'm kind of working on this. And Hannah Gibbs, who used to be here at 97.1 FM Talk, who's on the morning show on Y98, our sister station in the studio next to us. Hannah, several years ago, started hanging with Alexa and really helping me out. So I bribed her to drive Alexa to me tonight and grab her a little dinner beforehand.
That's nice of her to do.
It is nice of her. But so I'm trying to communicate with my daughter about all this because when she left for, here's another challenge that I had. So I dropped Alexa off at school this morning, and then I was going to go and drop Max off, the puppy at daycare. I'm like, wait a second, I can't do that because I have no time to pick him up. So I'm sending my daughter a series of text messages and just kind of expecting that she will see this information when she gets off school. And here's her response to me. You tell me what your dad would have done if you said this. Bro, I was in class all day. I heard ding, ding, ding. I'm like, well, you can turn off your phone, first of all, and you can turn off the volume and turn the ringer. And then I said, ding dong. But she's telling me, she's broing
you. You're interrupting her. Plus, the fact that she calls you bro, well, I don't even.
Sometimes
it's like
bra.
A bra.
Sometimes it's bra, sometimes it's bro. This one was bro. You know how we're told, let's shift gears here dramatically. You know how we're told by the trans activists out there that there's no trans athletes out there. This is a big problem that the conservatives or Republicans like to make a big deal out of this and no one's really affected. Well, here we go again. Ann Arbor, Michigan, the Skyline girls volleyball team has advanced to the Michigan Division I quarterfinals with a win the other day over Saline. Their next opponent is a school by the name of Byron Center. And Skyline, the team that just advanced, has a trans-identifying biological male in its starting lineup. Now, they're not using the name here. Outkick, Clay Travis has been really good at, you know, undercovering or uncovering some of this stuff with, you know, some of the traditional folks that have fought against this nonsense, like Riley Gaines, etc. So, according to an email that was written by Brady Lake, who is the Byron Center athletic director. Now, keep in mind, this is the school that doesn't have the trans athlete. He sends an email to parents, and he says, the biggest threat to his school advancing in the state high school volleyball tournament is not a male opponent, but potential protests by the parents of Byron Center who believe that Skyline has an unfair advantage. So he says, and this is, if this ever comes up with, you know, my daughter or the school situation, I'm going to lose my, you know what. So the email from the athletic director says, please trust me when I say that the biggest threat to our success on Tuesday is not on the court. It is the distraction to our girls that will come from those around them fixating on this story. Well, really?
What?
I mean, here's what I'll tell you, that, you know, when we had this controversy over the summer up in Minnesota with the boy that was, you know, blowing the fastballs by these girls where they couldn't even swing and they won the state championship. Remember, I told you, I have a young girl that lives next door to me who plays softball for Rockwood Summit. All these girls, they're aware that this stuff is happening, right? So these parents are aware of what's happening and they shouldn't stand for it. So I completely disagree with the athletic director. I hope that what happens this weekend is that every single girl, biological girl on that team sits down on the court, says, we are not going to play. Now, they probably won't do this, right? And then you're taking away the opportunity for them to win. But it's just ridiculous that this keeps happening. The email encouraged parents to not protest the presence of the transgender player. It says Tuesday night, that's tonight, needs to be about crazy bibs, orange beards, pictures on sticks, and bulldog power chants. And, of course, the respect and sportsmanship that BTC has become known for. Anything other than that will be a huge disservice to our girls who deserve nothing but the best version of their community behind them. That's quite something when you really think about it, that's a huge disservice to our girls. The huge disservice to our girls is the boy with the penis that's on the opposing team. I don't know why that's so hard.
I don't
know. And
either.
Why someone in an administrative position at a school that is clearly going to be disadvantaged because a male is competing against his team that's full of biological women, why he has to stand up for the trans athlete. Now, this has been fascinating to me all along. And this is what's happened. The pattern has been to tell these girls, and I'd be very curious to see what the coach of the team, you know, will tell them, because even if the girls have questions about this, and you know they do, everyone's going to be talking about it, right? The coach and the athletic department are going to do exactly what happened with Riley Gaines and Paul Scanlon and some of the others. They're going to be pulled in, and they're going to be told, this is about a bigger moment than you, right? Don't you get involved in this, because this is bigger than the sport. It's about human rights and all this other stuff with the Alphabet Mafia, blah, blah, blah. But it you know, there
it's
comes
just
a time.
About fairness. Yeah.
It is about fairness. And there comes a time where I hope the parents ignore the athletic director here in protest, because it's unacceptable that this happens. Now, I guess what happens is in Michigan, this is another interesting angle of this. If you have transgender athletes who are born male and they want to compete on a girls' team, you have to apply and receive a waiver from the Michigan High School Athletic Association to be eligible for postseason competition. Apparently, you can play in regular season, but not postseason. The organization told OutKick in September, this is when they first covered this trans player, that it had not granted any waivers since last fall. And the waivers have to be approved every year, but they've ignored multiple follow-up requests asking if one has since been granted. That seems to be a rather important part of the story, right? So if there's not a waiver here, then this person should not be eligible to play in the postseason. I don't know why they'd be able to, play during the regular season, but that's unacceptable. So we'll see what happens. The game is tonight. We'll see if the parents get involved, or if they don't, or if the team wins, and then this becomes not a controversy. We'll come back with, I got a couple of things. Did you see President Trump yesterday addressing his love of McDonald's?
No.
Get into that. And there's an interesting story about McDonald's that I want to cover, and also Raising Cane's. We're going to cover a couple of fast food giants, and I think you'll be interested in those stories. That's right before Sue's News. Senator Schmidt at 4:30.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.